Hello, Cindy.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Nadine. I'm one of the specialists here in the department that handles pricing and details for your area. How are you doing this Thursday?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. We're approaching Friday. Even better. You probably feel the same, right? I feel like this week's been so long.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But it's a pleasure to meet you. I understand that you've been speaking with Tara, my representative, and she had talked with Kyle just shortly ago. But he did want us to speak with you since you handle, you know, as far as like the online marketing for the business. He had mentioned, you know, that you were waiting on the PIN code, but I think Tara notated that you already have it. So awesome. Awesome.
Yep.
Okay. I'm just looking at the notes that she did send over to me, but I did want to ask if you had any questions, you know, as far as like the placement that we do or, you know, even how this would work. Any questions?
I do. So are you affiliated with Google or are you just a secondary company to Google?
We are what's considered a Google channel partner. So Google doesn't call you directly, right? They work more with like corporations, you know, corporations like Walmart, Macy's, Target, those type of businesses, right? There's Google channel partners like ourselves. I believe we're one out of 40 in the United States that work with businesses like yours, you know, the general public with assistance on getting listed on that first page of Google. Our company is Local Splash. Okay.
Okay.
So, as Tara was mentioning to you, we have this position that had opened up in the local map section there on the first page. And what we're doing right now is we're calling the businesses in the area. Okay. To find us that one business that qualifies, which would meet the criteria that we look for in a business.
Right.
You know, when I've done the search, just to kind of get a rough idea of what type of online presence you currently have, I do see that there is the Google My Business website.
Yeah.
I also saw, it looks like you got 5 out of 5-star reviews that I came across on Angie's Home Advisor. That pulls up. And I can understand why the profile page isn't up yet because you did just receive the PIN code, correct? So.
I had received the PIN code a while ago. Went ahead and entered in the PIN code, was told everything was good to go, and now we're just, like, sitting duck waiting.
How long ago was that? When did you receive the PIN code?
I would say about a month ago.
Wow. Interesting. Mm-hmm. And it said it was good to go, and you've just been sitting waiting. How long ago did you input the PIN code, if you don't mind me asking?
A month ago.
So you got it a month ago, you put it in right away, and you're still waiting.
Yes.
That's really weird. Do you remember where you PIN verified it at? Under what? Under what zip code?
37615.
Yeah, and that's in gray, right?
Yep.
Interesting, because I've been doing a search. Did you include the LLC in it or without?
I did.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't see it pulling up.
No.
That's interesting. Okay. So it should have already been pulling up, especially if it told you that you successfully did it. Typically,
right.
It gets up right away. Okay. Yeah, that's something we can look into. I mean, because we do have, like, a rep that we work with in case there's any hiccups or anything. So that's something we can definitely look into. I know that PIN codes typically expire after 30 days.
Right.
Now, this is just worst case scenario, right?
Okay.
If that PIN code is considered an expired PIN code, then we would just have to get a new PIN sent out to you, which I think you get it within 6 to 10 days.
Right.
So, or there might be another workaround. I would just have to ask one of the technicians. But that would be the worst case scenario, okay? I know that they expire, from what I understand, after 30 days, but you know, we would just have to look into that. What about Facebook? I know Kyle mentioned something about Facebook. Have you created one for the business yet? A Facebook page?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, one has been.
Awesome. And then now are you doing Facebook ads or just created the page? Oh, okay. How do you like it so far?
So far it's going really well. We haven't had any leads from it. But we continue to add pictures, videos, posts.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what are you allocating as far as like, you know, on the budget for the Facebook ads? Have you kind of been taking a look at that?
Yes. I would have to get with Angel. Let me picture really quick how much I put into it. Let's see what she has to say.
Okay. Well, you've been doing a good job so far, right?
Yeah.
You're really, like, that's my baby.
And
then how's your process right now going? I mean, how are you doing with the Home Advisor Angie's leads? Have you been with them for a short time? I know you guys have only been in business for like 3 months, right?
Yes. And, we've only been with them for maybe a week, and we've had quite a few leads from them.
Okay. How do you like the process? I mean, I know it's only been a week, but how are the leads so far?
So far, they're okay. A lot of them are retired. Not able to really, there's a lot of rips in their duct work, so it has to be replaced, and they can't afford it, so we try to give them the best discount that we can. Sometimes they will accept the discount and continue to hire us, and then others are just, they still can't afford it and can't do it for free, so.
Yeah, you're not in the business for that reason.
No.
I mean, you try to do your best, but okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So now typically what Kyle had said is from Gray, you guys are covering, well, sometimes between an hour and a half drive for potential clients.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then now I'm assuming this is for both residential and commercial, the duct cleaning, duct repairs, and duct replacements.
Right now, we're residential. Our equipment isn't large enough to do business.
Okay. Okay. All right. So just to kind of let you know, there is a couple of options. Okay, Cindy. So one thing that we do is primarily first page placement on Google, right? They're in the local map section, which that typically gets you found within your zip code, and it will get you found within about a 15-mile radius, okay? For us to target outside of that is where we would either run a Google Ads campaign or Facebook ads. Now, one thing I will tell you is that because you're doing Facebook ads, I'm not sure what you're allocating. I know you were asking someone, you were sending out a message. So if we were to do your Facebook ads, then I would definitely tell you don't manage them anymore, because it would kind of be like you're spending double, right? And
then
it would hurt you more than help you, in other words, okay?
Right.
Now, with Facebook ads, the way that we do it is we can make them unique where we target, you know, a specific audience of interest, income level, by location. Really, the way the Facebook ads works is like retargeting. It's marketing to retarget. So just to kind of give you an example, right, my husband does dialysis. I had to call the dialysis center. I couldn't remember the number by heart, and I'm pretty good with memorizing phone numbers. I go on Google. I type in Fresenius Kidney Care Near Me. Now when I go on Facebook, okay? And this was just a couple weeks ago. Now when I go on Facebook, even now, and I'm looking at a picture or story, I'm getting this ad appearing. Fresenius Kidney Care, right? And it's because they targeted me as having an interest. So that's how the ads works. You could target, a specific audience by interest, income level, or by location. It actually allows you to target up to 50 miles. With the Facebook ads, the call to action buttons, you know, if it's call us, they click on it, they call you directly. Message us, you get a message through Facebook Messenger, not a text message. If it's a learn more button, then they will actually be directed straight to your website. A lot of our clients have seen really great results, okay?
Okay.
Now with Google Ads, okay, Google Ads, you can target up to 100 miles if you wanted. I don't ever recommend that far. That's just like putting butter on a piece of toast, right? The further you spread out that butter, the thinner it gets. So I don't recommend ever going out that far. I always try to tell people keep it within like 50, 60 miles, maybe even 70, right? But not that far out because you're just spreading yourself thinner. But with the Google ads, the great thing about that is that if there's specific zip codes, counties, cities that you want to target specifically, you can do that with the Google ads.
Okay.
So one of the packages, if you went with our platinum package, which includes first page placement on Google, it's going to include being local, Facebook ads, it's going to also include the directory submission, which is additional directories that you'll be submitted to, just a few of those, Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce. Those are just a few to mention. Your website would be attached where we list your business, and then we include the voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, give you that exposure as well on mobile devices, which covers iPhones, Androids, and tablets.
Okay.
The Platinum package for the new in business rate, I'm able to offer it to you at a flat rate of $299 a month. Okay. It does, however, come with a one-time setup fee, which would be $99. That's to cover the programming. So that package, the initial investment then would be $398. Every month after that, you would just pay the $299 a month, okay, month to month.
Okay.
The other option would be going with the Premier Platinum package. What that includes, it won't include Facebook ads. Instead, it'll include Google ads. So you get the two spotlight positions on Google, the local map first page, Google ads, being local, directory submission, we'll attach your website, again, where we're listing your business, voice activated searches, and then the mobile platform package. Okay. If you went with that package that includes the Google ads instead of the Facebook ads, that package runs you $499 a month with the $99 setup fee. So that one's $598 to get started and then $499 every month after that.
Okay.
And all of our packages, just to be very transparent with you, the company does ask that you at least stick it out 2 months, you know, to give it that full turnaround because with Google, as you know, it doesn't happen overnight. You know what I mean?
No.
But one thing that I will tell you is, like with our timeline, if we have to get a new PIN code for you, okay, again, you'll receive it within 6 to 10 days, right?
Right.
That's if the worst case scenario, the one that you currently have has expired, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Within 5 to 7 days, we have you listed within all the popular directories. We also send you login credentials. You're going to have a customized tracking and reporting system that you're going to be able to log in through your client dashboard, see the calls that you're receiving, view your campaigns, what keywords you're listed for, how many times they clicked on your ad, where they performed the location of the search. You can even go in there and add keywords if you wanted, change any of your content. But you're always going to have the assistance of your account management team. So we do have a whole team that is dedicated within our company. We do it in-house to assist you with it all, okay? 7 to 14 days is either the Facebook ads are up and running or the Google ads, depending on what package you went with, Okay.
Okay.
So we get those up and running. Typically, what this does state in our terms and conditions that we sent you in writing is that the first page placement in the local map, that can take between 30 to 45 days. However, we do like to underpromise and overdeliver. I've seen it sometimes where it's happened sooner. But
okay.
In order for us to start getting those calls, okay, coming to you as quickly as possible is why we get you listed there, okay, with the Google ads, the Facebook ads, okay, we get all that going a lot quicker. So that way you can start generating those calls, okay?
Right. Okay.
Now, so, what do you think?
With the first package, you said that it does include Google and Facebook, or no?
The first package, okay, what it will include is the first page placement on Google in the local map, and it's going to include Facebook ads, okay, with the first package, the one that's at the $299 a month. The package that's at $499 a month, that one, it doesn't include Facebook ads. What it's going to include instead is the Google ads. So you'll have, in fact, two spotlight positions on Google, the local map as well as the Google ads. If you wanted a package that included both the Google and Facebook ads, then it would be $100 additional. So it would be $599. And that would include Google ads, Facebook ads, local listing on Google first page, Bing local, directory submission, voice activated searches, and then of course the mobile platform package. That includes everything. And that would be at the $599 a month. So that one you would then be looking at $698 to get started and then $599 every month after that.
Okay. All right. Can I put you on hold real quick and just
absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Take your time. No worries.
All right.